can hear the Outdoor Magazine show on great stations across our great state each weekend, like WBRN in Big Rapids, that's 1460 AM. And in Flint, welcome back to our friends in Flint, WWCK 1570 AM. Right now we're talking big water muskies. Probably a fish that is not as familiar to a lot of people as walleye or salmon or bass or panfish. But for Don Miller of Miller Sport Fishing Charters, Motor City Muskies, very familiar. Don has an intimate knowledge of muskies, Lake St. Clair. He learned to fish under the man himself, Homer LeBlanc. Homer's not with us anymore, but Don is, and he's carrying on the tradition. Don, let's talk a little bit about how you catch these fish. I mentioned before, muskies are known as a fish of 10,000 casts. You don't mess around casting, do you?
No, I don't cast in Lake St. Clair. It's so big that people don't understand a lot of times on how big that lake really is. But it's you know, you can get away with a small boat on any given day, but it's a little great lake to put it in those sensitive terms. You know, it's like trolling is the way to get on out there and get these fish, though, because you're going to have a lot more lookers than takers. They're not the fish that's going to bite everything that was manufactured to catch them all the time. The average age of a fish, like you see on my website, is ranging anywhere from probably 18 to about 35 years old.
Wow. That website, millers-sportfishing.com, we'll put a link there from outdoormagazine.tv. What are you talking then with a nice muskie? What's a good muskie in your eyes, Don?
Well, there is no bad ones, and the one thing that I gotta point out is that the little ones aren't any more dumber than a big one, like they are in some species. Because when the little ones are biting, you have to remember the big ones are in the mood too. So I couldn't tell you the amount of times when I've picked up a short fish that could be like 30 or 35 inches, and then turned around and then literally work in the same area. Within a matter of just a few short minutes, had one on there that was a supersizer running 50 to 55 inches on the same bait.
Well, it's amazing to a lot of people probably, Don, to hear you call a 35-inch fish a short fish.
Yeah, that's a short fish, you know. But you did something right when you caught it, so you didn't want to leave the area, and you wanted to hang out in there and still work it to try to see what else was around because you've seen evidence on your fish finder that other things were there. And they were holding in that area. So, you know, when you pick up a bite, an old man told me a long time ago, and his name was Homer, you never leave fish to find fish.
Yeah, that's good advice we can all use in trolling the Great Lakes. Let me rephrase my question then. Rather than what's a good fish, what's a big fish in your eyes?
Well, a big fish, I think, you know, an angler has to do a deft job. If he handles a 20-pound fish, I mean, that's getting up there, but a big fish to me is ranging 30 plus pounds.
And how long are those fish?
A 30 pounder can range anywhere from about 4 foot long up to, I've seen them be as long as 56 inches.
And you said those are old fish. They've been around for a while.
They've been around. Yep, they've been around for a while. They didn't get that big from putting a drop of water on a fish egg and having them mature into something like you see in salmon that get that big in a period of 4 to 7 years. You know?
When you troll for these fish, you're moving right along. What speed, Don?
I like trolling in speeds where the water's a little bit off color. Maybe I'll slow it down a little bit more, as I was talking before. But my speeds go from 4 to 7 miles an hour. In the off-color water, you want to slow down a little bit more, Mike, and let them feel the bait because their least keen sense of survival is lateral perception, which allows them to feel the vibration of something in the distance and come up to it more aggressively, knowing that that's a littler object than they are, and hit that bait with a more wide-open mouth. In the cleaner water where they're visually seeing the bait, and it looks like something that they want to bite, you actually have to catch them in the mood to eat and not attack it so much. And they're a little more nippy, and they see it, and they want to come on up and nip at the edges on it. And my findings are that a lot of novices lose fish in clean water because of inexperience with something like that. And what they've read on muskies is they think that they're so aggressive that he had to take every hook on that bait, which there's three trebles on it with the plugs that I use. And, you know, nothing could be farther from the truth because actually in real clean water, that fish is probably hooked up with one or two points by the skin of the lip somewhere around his face because they approached it real cautious.
What kind of bait?
They could see it.
What kind of baits are you running, Don?
Well, I like the 8-inch jointed believers an awful lot. It's probably the most consistent producing bait that I've trolled with in my career on Lake St. Clair, which spans over three decades down there. There's others made by local bait makers that'll catch you a fish. I mean, there's the Wiley baits made in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. Dale Wiley makes them. I like the Loki lure a lot. Of course, you know, the Swim Whiz is there, which is Homer LeBlanc's bait. I have got some of his on the boat. But probably your best overall production bait is going to be the 8-inch jointed believer. I don't think you need to pull anything bigger than that because my biggest fish in my career was 46.4 pounds, and it came on an 8-inch jointed bait stock over the counter.
How are you running those rods? You're not running downriggers, are you?
No, I'm not, Mike. My spread is all with inline sinkers, and the heaviest weight that I'll use is like about a 24-ounce ball. And I'll set that with the rod tip pointed straight down off the gunwale of the boat about midship and fish with 5 feet of line behind the boat with the lead ball even with the back of the boat with just the lead behind the boat right there, just the length of the leader.
Remind me what you call those rods.
Down rods.
Down rods, that's right. I mean, you're fishing this thing in the prop wash.
Literally, two of the rods I'll set each on each side of the boat like that. And my leads go anywhere from 5 feet behind the boat like that up to probably maybe 60 feet behind the boat out on planer boards.
Don, people who don't know muskies, aren't familiar with muskies, might ask, why are you running so tight to the boat? Doesn't the boat scare the fish away? Obviously not, but what's the thinking there?
Well, I think the thinking that they have is, first off, muskies don't have any natural enemies, and they don't know what a boat is. And I think in thinking like a muskie, like Homer used to talk about, you have to fish hard and think like them if you want to catch them. They're an opportunist, and they're looking for something that's easy prey. They don't carouse around the lake at speeds of 20 to 40 miles an hour, which is the speed that they recoil and lash out and strike at something. But they like to hang out like a hoodlum and victimize something and not have to work too hard to get it. So that stuff behind the boat with the churning bubbles actually simulates the school of fish going through the water, and with a couple of nice 8-inch plugs on each side of the boat's prop wash right there, they see that and then see those two baits right there, and they're on to them. No muskie in his right mind will let anything like that get away from it.
How do they fight? Do they explode like a pike, lay on the hang to the bottom like a Laker, pull like a king? How would you describe the fight?
I guess the best way for me to describe a pike is because I'm an avid predator fisherman, and I like northern pike as much as the next predator fisherman, and I've fought several of them. But fighting a Great Lakes muskies is like fighting a northern pike on steroids. Literally, it's like steroids. I mean, and I haven't really seen, Mike, I've seen over 5,000 muskies in my career, and I'll be honest with you, I have not seen any two really come to the boat the same way, identically. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, it's experience on the back of the boat to put the net on the fish for the customer. But I can tell you right now, no two have really came to the boat identically.
Don, if I come down fishing with you and I catch myself a 50-inch fish, I might well want to take it home because it'll be the fish of my lifetime. You're going to strongly discourage me. Why is that?
Well, number one is it's a resource that protecting it is not protecting it so much as is when I started to catch and release methods quite several years back, it's made the fishery be what it is today. And you have to understand, it's like you would talk about with deer hunting, it's in genetics, Mike. And when you put good things back in a gene pool, it helps reflourish the gene pool again. And a mature female, the females are always going to get bigger, you know, and a mature male is going to be like around, a big male would be like 23 to 25 pounds and maybe 46 to 48 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Where your female is going to be, a big female is going to be 48 to 56 inches in range and weight anywhere from probably 25 pounds up to 46 pounds or 48 pounds or whatever. You know?
Will you let me kill a fish on your boat?
No. I won't let people kill a fish. They'll have to take those shortcomings elsewhere. And I probably have lost business because of it. But the graphite reproductions can be done. They're so much more prettier. And the reason why I tell people to not kill it is because the age of the fish is so old, it doesn't reproduce very quick. And a mature female lays 100,000 eggs, and 0.1% live to make it, which is roughly 100 muskies.
But when they come on your boat, they know ahead of time they're not taking fish.
Yeah, anymore. I don't tell them that day. I mean, I usually I telegraph that way out in front to the people, and there's no surprises on the boat, and I give everybody a mock scenario on the boat and how to play the fish and what we're going to do with it, and how to put it over the side of the boat so that we can see it swim away from the boat and we can get the catch and release Master Angler Award, and we can take a nice photograph of the picture of the fish and order you a graphite done, and you can tell everybody that this fish is lucky to have its life.
What's it going to cost, Don, if we want to take some buddies and go out for a day of trophy muskie fishing on Lake St. Clair with you? Do you run half-day charters, full days? How do you do it?
Well, the rates are from 4 to 6 hours, and what I got going right now, Mike, is if I'm booked before the opening day of muskie season by people, the rates are going at a $50 discount, which is 8 hours for 1 to 5 people, and $600 is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
After the season begins at $650, I got a 4-hour trip for $450. All rates are 1 to 5 people, so that's 5 people splitting that rate up. A 5-hour trip is $550. 6 hours is $600. But what I tell people that want a 6-hour trip, why don't you just take it for 8 if you're booking it for 6?
Yeah.
You're spending the same amount.
Real quick, are you running walleye charters too, Don?
Yes, I do.
I actually,
Mike, in my opinion, I don't consider fish to be a real fish unless they have teeth.
Oh, you might have just alienated some people right there, Don.
Well, that's I'm just that way, you know.
I understand.
If you make a mistake, it's going to bite
you. I understand.
You know?
Don Miller, appreciate your time. Don Miller of Miller Sport Fishing Charters, Motor City Muskies, the website millers-sportsfishing.com. We'll put a link to there from outdoormagazine.tv. If you want a good shot at a genuine trophy muskie, there is no better place in Michigan than Lake St. Clair, and in my opinion, no better guy to fish with than Don Miller. Thanks, Don. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye.
We'll take a break here on the Outdoor Magazine Show. Talk about gas prices and vehicles. What might be the right one for you coming up right after this.